Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bear defense has become very well known. But just in case you don't know him, Hampton, McMichael, Perry, and Dent start up front.
Steve McMichael is one of those tough guys, you know, that plays that middle in there with those guys, takes on guys, does stuff in the trenches, fighter, scrapper.
Better known in the locker room as Mongo.
Mongo! Santa Maria!
My nickname in college was Bam Bam, and it's not because I would club you on the field, it's because I bounced in a strip joint with a baseball bat.
Second and eight, Kramer's back again. This time, Kramer will not get away from McMichael. Kramer's down, sacked by McMichael. They've been pressuring almost every play.
So there we go, Steve McMichael says he's number one.
Let us know where the cameras are.
Yeah.
And Dickerson is hit behind the line of scrimmage by Steve McMichael, and the Rams will have to punt. Snow continues, and the crowd continues to yell. They'll play either Miami or New England, but whoever they play is going to have their hands full.
After Buddy said, "You'll always be my heroes," and walked out, Steve McMichael got up immediately and got the chair and threw it through the blackboard.
Nobody on the face of this earth that's ever played football was going to do a damn thing against us that day.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles, the Bears have it. McMichael was the one who made the hit and forced the fumble.
There's the celebration by Dan Hampton.
That defense would have never, ever been anything like it was without the contributions of Steve McMichael.
Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
Steve McMichael, the newest member of the WCW, a real renegade in his own right, one of the hardest hitters ever in the NFL, now part of Monday Night Raw.
Steve Mongo McMichael.
But let me tell you one thing. Jeff Jarrett, you better believe he quit. He saw the look in my eye. That man ran scared.
Mongo is okay, and he's starting to come back here. He's got a sleeper on his own arm.
There you go. Reverse it right there. Jumped on it.
He covers.
He's got it.
One,
he got him.
Two, three.
Yes. Yes. A new United States champion.
Just an incredible human being that came into our business and brought so much life, humor, love, respect.
The fans still booing the home plate umpire, Angel Hernandez.
And rightfully so.
Hey, Steve, have fun singing.
I will.
And don't worry, I'll have some speaks with that home plate umpire after the game.
At practice, I played against some of the best defensive players of all time. Steve McMichael, who I believe should be in the Hall of Fame.
Steve McMichael was a force of nature, but the only thing bigger than his personality was his heart.
I'm just thrilled that we're going to get to present him with his Boston jacket at home, and I can't wait.
I'm honored and privileged to present Steve McMichael for enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And as much as Steve inspired me as a young football player, and as much as he helped me develop, he's inspired me equally as much since the first time I saw him and found out he had ALS.
You know what's best in the human condition, my son? Compassion. Not warrior, not competitor, not alpha. The compassion in the human being. What's going on in the world today, you kind of lose faith in that, don't you?
A little bit.
But everybody that comes into my presence, now that I'm in this condition, that's the first thing I see on their face. Man, and it reinvigorates your belief in humanity.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, an outstanding tribute done by our Chris Tannehill for Steve Mongo McMichael. We are going to talk with some people who knew him really, really well. Tanny is here with the Great Open. Shane put together an outstanding show today. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, man. That open got me emotional a little bit.
As it should.
That's one of the most remarkable lives in Chicago sports history. When you think about the whole thing, an incredible player worthy of the Hall of Fame, and his post-playing career as a character in Chicago culture, as a media presence, and just as an entertainer and a beloved elder for his 60s, and then the way he went out with the class and the grace to fight his disease the way that he did, it's just, it really is. It's one of the most remarkable lives in the history of Chicago sports.
You're an 85 Bear and a 4 Horseman. Like, having those two things on your resume is pretty good. And then you also have all of the crazy stuff that he and Gene Greco would do, like stuff where you're watching them on TV and you're like, I didn't know
they were allowed to do that.
I can't believe that we're getting away with this as viewers.
And eventually, we were not.
Yeah.
And they were not. Yeah. And Steve was sent on his way.
There's
no everybody,
doubt.
Welcome again to Sports Sunday. Yours truly and Porky.
Mark, have you ever seen the movie Deliverance?
You've got a pretty mouth.
I was uncomfortable multiple times.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's the way that it should be.
That's the way that it should be, I think. And then
the Angel Hernandez stuff.
He's still the only man ever thrown out of a ball game for the seventh inning stretch.
Well, he said that like people came up to him in the press box and they're like, hey, you got to leave. And he's like, what?
Don't we think the Northwestern volleyball team should have been thrown out for it?
Or,
that's how bad it was.
Or DePaul Hoops. Yeah. Or DePaul Hoops.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it Northwestern or was it Loyola? I don't know. Throw them all out.
Was it Loyola?
I don't know. It might have been Loyola.
Wow. Danny?
For the purposes of the joke, I think it was Northwestern.
You really nailed it there. It really landed.
My Ramblers would never do something atrocious like that.
No, you guys wouldn't do that.
Right, or Ditka. Ditka maybe getting thrown out for his speedy and terrible. Or Matt Nagy, who cursed. Right? I guess it wasn't a curse word, but it was pretty mild.
No, he just said penis.
That's what I mean. It's not close. But yeah, no, Mongo, the only guy ever to get thrown out for his stretch. What a life.
We are going to have a lot of people on to talk about Mongo today. I imagine that Matt Bowen has memories as a child of Mongo. So we'll talk with him about it. Dan Pompey is going to join us in about 10 minutes. I'm very much looking forward to talking with him and Jarrett Payton at 3:00. But before we get back into the tribute, this thing that's happening over at Wrigley Field has been pretty cool. And this thing that's happening with PCA, who is now up to number 3 in F4 in Major League Baseball after last night's game.
That's the Fangraphs version of wins above replacement. I think it values defense a touch too much. It's my own personal view.
We can look up B-War if you want.
Well, no, I think it's a great shorthand. War is the best shorthand we have come up with as a baseball populace to think about somebody's overall value. So
you finally figured out what it's good for.
Yeah, exactly. Edwin Starr, you know, they asked me the question.
And now you have the answer.
Finally, we have the answer.
It's a good thing, but watching what he's doing, watching this Cubs offense has been fun, Speaks.
So how about this? There are 3 players right now in Major League Baseball with 5 homers and 10 steals. Ellie De La Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, and Pete Crow Armstrong.
And Pete Cruz Armstrong.
So, yeah, just give him the Cruz.
He's part Tom of the family Cruz. Now.
I mean, but those two guys are the, like, speed, power combo marvels discussed in hallowed terms from their very moments of debuting in MLB. Like, oh boy, here's Ellie, or oh boy, here's O'Neill. And now Pete joins them. And then I saw this one last night. 5 homers, 10 steals, 15 extra base hits. Pete Crow Armstrong is the first player in the history of baseball to reach those marks before the end of April. It's April 24th. So he's showing this kind of combo platter speed and power thing, and he's a far better defensive center fielder. O'Neill Cruz is the worst center fielder in baseball by defensive runs saved. Pete is among the very, very best. So it's quite a moment here for Pete Crow Armstrong. And you got a thing now. Remember those years when, like, man, Acuna and Freddie Freeman might steal MVP votes from each other? Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker at this pace will steal MVP votes from each other.
Clearly, you can read a calendar. You know that it's April, so you don't want to get too crazy.
Oh,
but
man, it's hard not to.
And I'm not saying that to you specifically,
oh, no,
Speaks.
You can't. You can say it to me.
Because people were mad that we were reading off the F war yesterday. I saw that in the comments. Guys, quit putting them in the Hall of Fame. No, but this is what it is. And if he's already been this valuable, that's a good thing. Hopefully it continues. Here are the older school numbers, if you're interested. Pete Crow Armstrong over the last 30 games, so this season, 294, 339, 549 over the last 15.
Yeah, there we go.
373, 393, 763.
It's like he was listening to the show when you told him to stop bunting.
Swing the bat, Pete.
Or my theory.
Oh, here we go.
That weekend, I'm serious, that weekend in Los Angeles, the parents, all his high school buddies.
The good vibes brought him back.
The calm. Something in him relaxed. And that dude was out in front of heat that weekend immediately. So, and I think there's actually some validity to that, which we can get back to, and we've got a long season to discuss.
The last seven games, 393, 414, 857.
Preposterous.
It's really great. It's a great thing to have for the Cubs to be playing like this offensively and for Pete to be doing well. They need to really clean up their defense, but we'll get to that later on in the show. If you have not read Dan Pompey's piece in The Athletic, you should bookmark it and save it for a moment of quiet reflection. He is going to join us to talk about Steve McMichael. You do not want to miss this conversation. It's next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.